Good morning, church. Is your heart overflowing with joy this morning?
Yes.
It is nice to be in that state of mind. Last week I talked to you about being an unwilling agent of Satan, right? And, you know, circumstances mean nothing to God. Nothing. I mean, think of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. It was an impossible situation. Mountains on either side, sea in front of them, Egyptian army back. It looked bad. But God already knew what the outcome was going to be. Circumstances didn't mean anything to him. And that's why when we say, okay, God, you're in charge, you're in control, our heart is overflowing with joy. So let's stand, let's open up in prayer, and let's praise him this morning. Father, we thank you that we can be here in church today. Now, Father God, as we come straight to your throne room here this morning, and we want to worship you in spirit and in truth and lay aside everything that is going to hinder us from doing that. Father God, we just thank you once again for meeting us, that your Holy Spirit is present here, and that we just have a fine time here this morning, giving the devil headache as we praise you, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The Master gave this promise, the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. Frees a soul from sin. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. But then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Amen.
Step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Amen.
That's the song, Step by Step.
Hallelujah.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter, and he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters, for he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah, for he sets me free. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter, and he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters, for he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah, for he sets me free.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, and leaving your Spirit till the world. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, all for sinners slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son, and leaving the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see His face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Thank you, oh Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Amen.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. A roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Earth will fade, but His word will still remain. He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. By a roadway in the wilderness, He'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but His word will still remain. He will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
That's what it's talking about. Circumstances mean nothing.
Amen.
God will make a way.
precious silver, purify my heart. Let it be as gold, your gold, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin, deep within, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Worship Thee, set my spirit free, that I may worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I may praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free to worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I may worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I may praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free, to worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I may worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I may praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free, to worship Thee. Exalted.
Good to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yes.
Just to praise Him, free, unrestricted, just to say, I exalt Thee.
Pleasure.
Find that in Revelation 5:9.
His majesty, unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from his throne unto his own, his anthem raised. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Majesty, worship his majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's a pleasure, Lord, to worship you. Oh, hallelujah. To worship you with all our heart. It's such a delight. Hallelujah. To lift our voices upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to have it your way. Help me to pray today. according to thy will, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we are risen with Christ, let us seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Let us set affections on things which are above, and not things on this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In lowliness of mind, all in lowliness of mind, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us esteem others more than ourselves. And let us look on the things of others instead of our own. Let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And we want to thank you today and praise you, Lord, for a glorious day, a day of victory, a day that our focus will be upon you and not on men. We'll keep our eyes upon Jesus, our mind upon Jesus, and he will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for we trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. He says, come all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, let us cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Hallelujah. He cares for you. Thank you, Father. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. A God who is not limited. A God who is not restricted. Who has no crisis in heaven. Who has all things in his control. Oh, hallelujah. So let us focus upon the Lord today. And let us keep eyes upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not like the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. So we know who our source is. We know where the help is. So let us turn to him all the way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you that you are the God that never fails. You are the God that knows our needs before we even we pray. It shall come to pass, he says, that before you call upon me, I will answer thee. And while you yet speak, I will hear. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So he knows our needs before we even pray. And let us give today to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And he's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our source, he's our provider, he's our keeper, he's the shade on our right hand. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He's the reward of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you today, O Lord, for victory. We thank you for moving in the midst of us all the day, O Lord, anointing the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Father. Give him clarity of mind, freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power. and let no one be left untouched today. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. King of kings and Lord of lords. Praise your holy name. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. We're going to have a little special service here, actually a sermon today, and I'm going to be preaching out of my book, Christian Dynamics, number one. But I'd like to share something with all, by the way, all the children, time to go to class. I forgot all about that. They get too excited. And I want to greet all our cyber members. And you're located in different nations. And today we have the great joy in our church here in Sacramento to have one of our cyber members from Canada in our service. And we might hear from him later on if we have testimony time. So you want to stay tuned for the entire service. It's be interesting to hear a cyber member sharing with you what he experienced in being actually in a service, not sitting in front of a screen. Let me talk to you that are cyber members. Now, in order for the ministry to grow, there are three things that must happen. And I know that some of you are not connected to one another. You sit in different parts of the world. And you simply say, well, I'm just one little person, and what can I do? What can I not do? Well, there are three things you can do, and we need to do that. Number one, we need to pray that we have an increase in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you can, where you are at, pray that God's power will increase here and where you live, and also that we'll be able to reach more people for Christ. That's the number one priority, is to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. The second thing is to win people for Christ, to have people getting saved. Now, I talked to some of you, And I share with you that maybe at this point in your life, you have not got things together. You're still struggling, and this might not be the time for you to try to lead your old buddies to Christ. But we can always witness wherever you are. If you're gassing up your car, you go to the grocery store, you're getting a haircut, or whatever you're doing on your job or any place, there's always people. And if you have a little tract in your pocket, and you can always share Jesus. And we need to do that. We need to share Jesus. Now, I was reading, I get Charisma Online. That's the charismatic magazine that is for better or for worse, sometimes for worse. But they had an article that really surprised me, and it was on Harold Camping. And the headline on Charisma was this: Harold Camping got it right. And I thought, wow, what happened to Charisma? And then I had to read this. And he simply said this: if every Christian would be like Harold Camping, he was able to reach the entire world with a message that Jesus was going to come back on the 21st of May. He didn't come back, but he knew how to evangelize that truth. And it is true. Harold Camby got it right there. He was wrong. He had the wrong message, dead wrong, but he had a right method, and he was successful. And that leads me to point number three, which is simply this: for more of the believers to support this ministry. Now, if all you cyber members, and we're getting more and more for every week, if you would simply say, I'm going to support this ministry, we will have more funds to move with. We will be able to do more things than what we are doing, and we will increase our output in this world. So, let me speak to you that are our cyber members and those of your members here. Three things: pray for an increase in the power of the Holy Spirit, winning more people for Christ. Let's begin to try to win people for Christ. And thirdly, try to support this ministry and simply say, I'm going to put some money into this so that we can grow together. Well, praise the Lord. I didn't get any written prayer requests this week, so people have been well. So no one had called in. They want prayer. So we just have one prayer request here today. And the spiritual battle with the world economy continues. Last week, the ungodly speculators who control the world markets were unable to do much with oil prices. The price of oil fell 37 cents per barrel, and oil ended up at $100.22 per barrel. It is obvious that prayer is disrupting the people in charge of vast holdings of cash as they slush their money like waves of the ocean into the economy, into the commodity markets, to make a profit. Let us continue to pray for confusion among these banksters who prey on the people in the world. We're going to pray for that. There is one prayer request. We have a prayer request from a brother in Christ. His name is Jan, and he lives in Piteå, Sweden, and he needs a job. He wants to get a job to save money so he can buy an airplane ticket and fly here to Sacramento and be delivered. So we're going to believe God for a job for him, and that he'll be able to do that. So those of you who'd like to come and pray, come on up. And even though I don't have any slips, I'm going to have you pray anyway. So come on up, folks. No hesitation in this church. You're either hot or cold. All right.
Father God, thank you for this day. And we lift up this man, Jan from Sweden, that you would give him a job, Lord. We know that we are in a worldwide economic slump, but we also know that there are jobs out there. And if you are a Christian, We don't operate from the world's economy. We operate from your economy. So we lift him up to you. We thank you for a job for him. And then also the diligence to do what he said he is going to do once he gets the job. It's easy to get sidetracked. So we thank you for that also, and an airline ticket to get here and get things handled. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for maintaining the price of the oil at one steady, not down nor up. But we want more, Lord. We want to see that oil prices to go down. To go down and down, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lower than they have ever been. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, and trust in you that you are able to do it. And we put it in your hands. We thank you, Lord, that you also in control and you are you ready. You know how to lead people, Lord, to make decisions, according to thy will. And we pray today again that the confusion will continue with the speculators, the fear of losing their money and their investment. Lord, we put it in their hearts, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. And we want to see, O Lord, that oil prices, O Lord, to go lower and lower, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, because our Lord, our God, is in control. He is our provider, and he is the one that makes things happen. And he answers prayers. And we trust in you that we're going to see a week, O Lord, that overwhelms the banksters and the speculators. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Father God, I just want to thank you again for saving my daughter's life. She'd been taking her friend Nanette that was killed to this home for weeks and weeks, and she wasn't there the day that three people got murdered. And I just thank you for that. You have a plan for her life. And she's in church this morning. She's in the same church that she went to with the friend that was killed. And I can't thank you enough for having a plan for her life. And I'm out of your way. You said, get out of my way so I can bring your children into the kingdom. And so that's where it's at. And Father God, I said, Sherry, I want you to give me a song. I want to sing it in church. She said, Mom, I may want to sing that with you. I said, in church? And she said, yes, you're moving on that kid, Father God. And I can't thank you enough. It's just beautiful. You used a murder to get her further in. And that's not anything to shout about, nothing to be proud of. But I thank you and praise you that you saved her life. You've got a plan for her life, and you're moving on her quickly. And I thank you and praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up this ministry and this church to you. We do, Lord, corporately and individually. And Father God, we know that many churches now in that are called by your name are not yours. We know that many churches are in default. They've gone with Satan. And the reason they're mega churches is because Satan draws a huge crowd. But Father God, you've had huge crowds in the past too, because you've poured out your Holy Spirit in revival and in awakening and in groups, Lord. You started in small groups and then they've grown. And that's the kind we need, Father. We need the churches to be expunged and cleaned out and have the Holy Spirit move in and destroy the works of Satan that he has created and all of the sorcery that's mixed in with their so-called belief system, which is built on Bibles that have had the core of the Bible taken out of it and all of the good stuff taken out. So, Father God, we pray for our nation. We pray for our world that your word will go forth with power, that you will raise up ministers and both men and women that are speaking the truth and that are filled with the Holy Spirit and moving by your will, Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for moving and helping each one of us to become more evangelistic than we are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that you have answered the prayers that were spoken here, Lord. And Father God, I also want to pray for every person that came here to church today, Father God, that you will touch them, heal them, bless them, encourage them, Father God, including our cyber members. And we thank you, Lord, that this ministry will explode and get bigger and bigger, Lord, so that we can get more and more people with us to heaven. And this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a minute for testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony. Okay, Eileen.
Good morning. Last week, I was trying to get a word from the Lord. Like, you know, you read the word and it's all from Him, but I wanted to solidify something in my heart because different things that I needed to make decision on. And as I was reading in Mark, and this is so wonderful because it was confirmed today during the service, and that's why I want to share this. You know, in Mark 11, you probably are familiar with this, when Jesus was walking with the disciples and there was this fig tree that wasn't giving him what he wanted and the tree was cursed. And the disciples later on saw that tree and said, oh, look what happened. And Jesus said this thing. He said, have faith in God. When I read that, it just kind of leaped in my heart. I said, oh, Lord, it's not faith in anything else but in you. How simple it is. If I just can concentrate. All the things that I heard or learned or people told me or even experienced, to just concentrate in having faith in you. Just have faith. It's so simple, but it's yet so profound. And having faith in God readily come from the Word and what He's saying. So you can read. And when you read the word and you ask for that faith in God, it's going to be amazing because after that, I was just opening the word. And when Jesus said, I have many things to say to you, but sometimes you cannot hear them now. But when the Spirit of truth will come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall hear from me or speak. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And I was wondering, well, yes, that's true, and I have faith in that, God, because you have said that. And then this one really gave me a lift. This is this life, and I want to say, I mean, everything will give you a lift, but this says, Jesus is saying here, he says, and in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So forth, therefore, have you asked anything in my name, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And I said, wow, I have to have faith in God that what he said here is truth. And not just babble and say, okay, please do this, but really believe this. Amen. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Okay. You got a testimony? What's your name?
Eric.
Ed? Eric. Oh, Eric. Come on up.
I am so happy and so thankful to the Lord that I'm here today. I have been listening to Pastor John's sermons and Bible studies on the web for about 6 months now, and that has really helped me a lot. I'm so thankful there still is somebody who teaches straight from the Bible and dares to stand up and speak the truth about what's going on in the world today. The last couple of years, I have been through some difficulties. But through everything I've felt that the Lord has guided me and helped me. I moved to Canada with my family 5 years, about five years ago, and I bought a farm over there. I moved there from Sweden, and I've been farming all my life in Sweden. I had a dairy farm over there, and I worked very hard in many years, and was almost burned out. To get a better life, I decided to buy this farm in Canada. It is a grain farm in Manitoba, Canada. I had severe pain in my left wrist here. So before I left Sweden, I went to the doctor. I had it x-rayed, and the doctor told me it was worn out. It was osteoarthritis in my wrist here. No cartilage left. The only thing he could do for it, if I couldn't stand the pain, was to do a stiff surgery to make it unmovable. But I decided to wait and see what happened. But when I came to Canada, I got pain even in my right wrist as well. And to be able to hold on to the steering wheel and the tractor, I had to have my wrist taped to be able to stand the pain. After a while, I got an outgrowth on my left wrist, about a quarter of an inch in size. I went to my doctor here in Canada, which I had at that time, and she said it was a cyst, but not cancer, something like that, nothing dangerous, but it wouldn't go away by itself. But if it bothered me, she could have it cut away or take it away by surgery. And about three years ago, I was sitting by the computer reading the Bible. I used to read the Bible on the computer. I got a software called the Sword of the Lord, with a software with many different translations. I was reading Hebrews chapter 11, about faith. Then our cat all of a sudden started to play and climb the wires behind the computer desk. I reached down around the computer desk to chase him away. And I lifted up my hand, and I felt the cyst was gone. Mm-hmm. It was gone. Right? You just sit and fibble to touch this all the time when you have it. It was gone right away. And I took this as a sign and a promise from the Lord that He would take away even the arthritis and the pain in my wrist. And the pain started to go away more and more. And last summer back in Sweden, I was cut up more than 100 cords of firewood. And this spring in Canada, I have been driving the tractor very long days, sometimes more than 24 hours in a row, without no pain at all. So I received healing completely. I'll tell you another thing about the help and protection I've had from the Lord as well. I'm not yet a Canadian citizen, but I have a permanent resident. And to be able to return to the country after being abroad, I need to have a permanent resident card. It's only 5 years. So I got mine when I came to Canada in 2005, so I had to apply for a new one last year, 2010. I applied for it in March. The estimated processing time was about 5 months. I should have it by the end of August. To solve some problem last year, I rented out my land and went back to Sweden in the beginning of June and was planning to come back. I had a return ticket to the 30th of August. But I ran into some more problem over there, travel over there, and wasn't able to go back until November 6th. I was very worried about that residence card, what would have happened. It has to be picked up personally, and otherwise they will send it back for destruction, to destroy it. When I came back, I started to go through the big pile of mail on the kitchen table that my neighbor had collected for me at that time. I'd been away from Canada about 5 months at that time. But I couldn't find anything from Immigration Canada. I called Immigration in Toronto. They checked the records and told me it got sent to Winnipeg 5 days ago. I went down to my mailbox. I find a letter from the immigration office in Winnipeg. It read, "Your new permanent residence card is ready for pickup. You have to pick it up yourself within 2 weeks, otherwise it will be sent back for destruction. So I returned to Canada more than 3 months later than planned. I returned the 6th, and the 7th I got the residence card in the mail. So if we trust in the Lord and pray to Him, He will lead us and protect us through everything. And yesterday I went through the deliverance here and finally got rid of that spirit of arrested development and the feelings of inferiority that has pressed me down all my life. I used to be worried about a lot of things, but today I can't even remember what I was worried about. So that's... I feel that I have turned a page and I can leave all the problems from the past behind me and go forward. And I am so thankful to the Lord and to His servants here in the resurrection life of Jesus Church. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So you have a testimony? Come on up.
At school, my teacher said there's a tornado, and when I got home, there was a tornado, but God made it turn away.
Yeah. So this is Jacob. Stand up here, Jacob. And, the Lord has placed on our children to, want to testify. And if you didn't hear him, he was at school, and principal came on the intercom and said there's a tornado in north of Thomas, which is where we live. And so I wished the kids home, and we saw formation, and the wind came up. It was about maybe 25 miles an hour at this point. And so we huddled together, and the kids were all praying that it would stop. And the wind did stop, and the tornado didn't touch ground, and I guess it went someplace else. So the kids' prayers were answered. Good job.
I'm going to read this scripture real quickly. It's Luke 16:8, and it says, "And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." That's a pretty heavy one to wrap your mind around. But I think that if you get the time, we should look into the farming situation around the world and the plight of the farmer and such like this, and what is happening with farming, because that's the food source for the world. And there's a lot of people out there that are children of the world, like this word says, that are wiser than the children of light. So we can learn a few things from them in that area. So... also, there were the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish, and the 5 wise virgins prepared. So it's a good thing to take time to look at that stuff and prepare. So, any more testimonies? Okay. Well, we're going to close in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day, for our many blessings. We thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the Word of God. We know it is, just like the pastor said, that without it, the nation is destroyed. And that's just the way it is. And when we abandon the Word of God, there is destruction. So we thank you, Father God, that we can uphold the word in the land and not be shy about it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.